Hi everybody, this is Father Joe at Holy Family Church. Well, today's our 12th day since our last public mass at the parish. I guess like the Jews of old who were separated from Jerusalem, this is our Babylonian exile. The news today wasn't really very good. I'm going to skip over pretty much saying anything about it. There was one thing I found interesting. It's a story about a largely forgotten saint. The Aachen Cathedral in Germany plans to showcase, when possible, the ancient relics of St. Corona. I think she's also known as Stephanie, which is an interesting name for a saint. She's a figure largely forgotten, but heralded now as a patron saint for making it through epidemics. Over the centuries, people made intercessory prayer to her in difficult times, either due to natural disasters or illness among livestock. More frequently, people prayed to St. Corona as a patron for treasure hunters, which is kind of funny, if not superstitious, and such would seem to make her more a saint for Wall Street and those suffering financial losses than for those who are physically sick from the pandemic. The officially recognized saint for such things is St. Edmund. He's the patron saint of pandemics and kings, or St. Roach, who is invoked against the plague. I guess the confusion is over the word corona. It is Latin for crown, and the label was attached to the current affliction due to the microscopic structure of the virus. When it comes to St. Corona, her name probably refers to her running the great race of discipleship and winning the crown of heaven. She witnessed to Christ as a martyr of faith. The cathedral where her relics are stored was built in the 9th century, and they've housed her relics since the year 992 AD. She shares her feast, which is May 14, with St. Victor, a Roman soldier serving in the city of Damascus during the reign of Emperor Marcus Aurelius. He was tortured, and he had his eyes gouged out. St. Corona, either Victor's 16-year-old wife or that of a fellow soldier, she publicly announced her own Christianity and rushed to his side. She extended him comfort and encouragement, kneeling beside him in prayer. And they came before the judge, a man named Sebastian, who was known as ruthless as one who despised Christians, and he ordered that they be executed. The year was 170 A.D., St. Victor was beheaded. And refusing to renounce her Christian faith, St. Corona's body was bound between two bent palm trees. When the trunks were released, she was torn in half. Yikes. Not a pleasant story for sure, but an interesting one. When we can take away from it St. Corona's courage in living out her faith. You know, she didn't have to come forward in exposing her Christianity, but she could not bear that St. Victor should suffer and die alone. We have many health professionals who are currently risking their own health and lives to alleviate suffering and to treat illness. A number of priests and ministers have volunteered to minister to the victims. They all need our abiding respect and constant support. Currently circulating is the prayer to St. Corona in a time of epidemic, and I would like to share it with you. Lord Jesus Christ, you came into this world for our salvation. Look kindly on us now, we pray, that we and all those who serve you might be kept safe from this epidemic. Heal those who are sick, comfort the suffering, bring back those who have gone astray, and above all, increase our faith, O Lord. Give us the grace to follow you, and like the martyr St. Corona, who gave her life for love of you, to take up our crosses daily without fear or hesitation. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Saint Corona, pray for us. God bless and keep you. Stay safe. Peace.